Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, across Europe, workers on the minimum wage are more likely to be women and many are at risk of poverty. However, a new comparative study by the ESRI showed that Ireland is bucking these trends. The gender breakdown for minimum wage workers in this country is roughly 50-50, and low-paid Irish workers are at the lowest risk of poverty of any country in Europe. Well, I'm joined now by the report's author, research officer at the ESRI, Paul Redmond. And Paul, thank you for joining us this evening. We're not saying there's no risk of poverty, but the research suggests it's lower in Ireland. Why is that?
Yeah, you're right. We're not saying there's no risk of poverty. So about 11% of minimum wage workers are at risk of poverty. This compares to about 2% of higher paid workers. So the majority are not at risk of poverty. Now, the reason is it's to do with the characteristics of the typical minimum wage worker. So in Ireland, and indeed across many countries, minimum wage workers, they're typically younger workers. They might be working part-time, perhaps they're still in education. So you could think of it, and they're typically not the primary earner in the household. So you could think of it, for example, as let's say you had a young person working part-time that's perhaps still in education, that's living with parents who also have jobs. So that young person is low paid because they're a minimum wage worker, but they're not necessarily in a very low income household.
Okay. And then for minimum workers who are on the pandemic unemployment payment and they may not have any savings, how much of their income are they losing?
Well, minimum wage workers in Ireland are notable because actually we have a very high proportion of minimum wage workers, even relative to other countries that are in sectors that have been hit quite hard by the pandemic. So accommodation, food and retail and so on. So they're likely to be disproportionately impacted even compared to the European counterparts. And these sectors are the hardest hit in terms of job losses, because if you look at the pandemic unemployment payments, about a quarter of those recipients are from accommodation and food alone. So the minimum wage workers that have lost their jobs due to the pandemic could avail of the pandemic unemployment payment. And in one sense, it did provide, and it does provide, some support, because for a minimum wage worker that loses their job and gets the pandemic unemployment payment, that actually replaces a lot of the income that they would have lost. I mean, the hope would be in the future and in the coming months is that as the vaccines and so on kick in, jobs come back online in accommodation, food and retail and so on, so that a lot of the minimum wage workers that would have lost their job hopefully can go back into employment.
Mm. So what about the gender dimension then? What do we know about this across Europe and then in Ireland?
Yeah, Ireland's actually notable again in the gender dimension, because when you look across countries in Europe, what you find is that in some countries, women are significantly overrepresented among minimum wage workers. So in some countries, you're talking about 60 or 70% of minimum wage workers are women. In Ireland, it's more there's a more even split between men and women. So like if you were to compare Ireland, for example, to the Netherlands has a really high proportion of minimum wage workers that are women, whereas in Ireland, it's more evenly split. It's kind of 50-50. In recent years, on a more recent data, there are slightly more women on the minimum wage than men. But even at that, when you compare it internationally, it is quite balanced.